In his play, King Lear, Shakespeare created a minor character who was also a knight. The knight is so minor, he isn't even given a name. In West Philadelphia's annual Shakespeare in Clark Park adaptation, Lear's knights are played by veterans and given a slightly bigger role. WHYY's Hemant Akhandi reports the actors raise modern-day concerns about how soldiers are forgotten by society.
In the original play, Lear splits his kingdom between the two daughters who declare their love in groveling speeches.
I love you more than words can wield the matter.
He disinherits the third daughter, who won't do the same.
I here disclaim all my paternal care, property, and propinquity of blood.
Lear only asks his two daughters to let him keep his 100 royal knights, but the daughters fire more and more of Lear's men until he has none left and he goes mad. For director Kitson O'Neill, there are parallels between the knights and how society treats modern soldiers.
Oftentimes the military and people who serve are used as props by politicians and are, you know, spoken of with sort of great admiration and but aren't always necessarily supported in the way they need to be when they come back.
O'Neill reached out to veterans organizations to recruit her knights. Several spent months in acting workshops and rewriting a scene. It's the one where they're asked to return to service and fight for Lear against his two daughters.
You thought we had seen the last of these endless wars. Now you would ask another sacrifice of us?
Thy service is commanded, same as ever.
The hell it is.
Sheldon Rich is a Shakespeare and Clark Park board member, a Vietnam-era Army veteran, and Knight 5 in the play. He says though veterans are generally more respected today than they were during his time in service, they still don't get the support they need.
Funding for veterans, the veterans health system continues to be challenged. A lot of soldiers are being untreated for PTSD and related problems. Even GI Bill benefits have been held up.
51-year-old veteran Nelson Hawthorne, who plays Knight 2, has seen this firsthand. He remembers a friend in his unit, Specialist Lewis.
You know, when they sent him to Bosnia, he came back physically fine, but mentally and emotionally he was... Yeah, he wasn't the same.
Hawthorne says his friend didn't get the help he needed. But for Hawthorne, who has been living in transitional housing for more than a year, it's more about the process and rehearsals than the performance.
It was something to do, basically. It was also, you know, togetherness or whatever you want to call it.
Hawthorne is trying to keep busy while he looks for work and a permanent apartment where he and his wife can reunite. Acting is a new experience for him, but at least during rehearsals, he felt the familiar sense of brotherhood he had in the service. Hemant Akhandi, WHYY News.